श्रीमान रास्व सारंगी वंशी रतास्तुता हर्षांदेलु स्वदार गोपियर गोपीनाथा श्रिय स्तुन In this prayer, we are begging for the mercy of Sri Gopinath Dev. Who stood in his beautiful Tribhanga Sundara, threefold bending form, under this tree, Bamsibat, and permeated the holes of his flute with the supreme love of his heart. When it entered the ears of Braj Gopis, they exhibited the highest state of renunciation. Renunciation for the sake of renunciation itself is empty and hollow. They renounced families, security, prestige, even their lives, out of love to please Lord Sri Krishna, who was waiting here for them. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. We are all meant for his enjoyment. He is calling all living beings into his eternal lila. But due to our conditionings, we are not willing to hear. But when our hearts become pure, when Krishna becomes our only priority in life, when pleasing him to our service becomes our only purpose of living, then we too will hear that flute calling us to Bamsibat. Haridas Thakur he was so humble. He did not even play for love of God. When he was offered any benediction, how could he pray for love of God? Something so high, something that is bestowed upon the most pure-hearted Paramahamsa. He prayed simply that he could be a dog or an insect in the house of a devotee, so he could every day take the remnants of a Vaishnava. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, he begged apologies for asking for that, because he felt this is such an exalted benediction I'm asking for. I have no qualification. I'm not even worthy to ask for something so great. Of course, our ultimate aspiration in life is unalloyed, unconditional, pure devotional service. Prema Pumartha Maham, begging for Prema Bhakti, pure love. But when we think of who we are, how insignificant, how unworthy, how unqualified, in the presence of such great personalities, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, Narottam Das Thakur, Lokanath Goswami, these personalities, we visited their samadhis. What was the substance of their hearts? What was the purity of their lives? Yes, it is our ultimate aspiration. Rupa and Sanatan, they consider themselves unworthy to even ask to be a servant of Lord Chaitanya. But with tears of humility flowing from their eyes, they beg that we have no other hope. Who else can we ask? You are Patita Pavana. You are the deliverer of the most fallen. Please allow us to serve you. If we can just pray that our lives can be lived in such a way that we truly please the heart of Srila Prabhupada, that we can just genuinely please the heart of the spiritual masters, that we can really please the hearts of these previous great loving acharyas, that will be a wonderful prayer. Because if we please them as unqualified, as conditioned, as hypocritical as we may be, if we can just please them by our honest and sincere efforts, by their grace, causeless, this treasure of love of God can be understood and experienced. In this most holy place of Sri Bamsi Bhat, where the highest lila of the spiritual world is being enacted, the Ras Lila, I sincerely request all of you to earnestly believe everything Srila Prabhupada has taught us. To have real faith that whatever wonderful stories, histories, and teachings our beloved acharyas have taught us, it is real. It is not just belief. It is not just sentiment. It is not just traditional ideas. It is not imagination. It is the deepest, most profound realizations of spiritual truth. The sweet and beautiful stories we have heard of Radha and Krishna's leelas, the leelas of the gopas and gopis in Vrindavan, the stories of the histories of the Goswamis and the great acharyas, their darshans of the Lord, their unparalleled renunciation and devotion. These are not just stories. This is the highest reality that must be experienced. So please, have faith and firm belief that what Srila Prabhupada has taught us is absolutely true. The beautiful cowherd boy of Vrindavan, his complexion is like the tamal tree, whose lotus-like eyes captivate all by their glances, whose smiling lips permeate beauty throughout all of existence. He plays his flute here at Vamsivat to reveal to the world the unlimited, super excellent glories of the gopis, and specifically Srimati Radharani. They came here for one reason, because they wanted to give their bodies, their words, their thoughts, their very lives for Krishna's pleasure without the slightest thought of themselves. That was their surrender. They had no ego. Transparently giving everything for Krishna. That is what Vamsivat represents. Unconditional surrender. Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papibhyo moksha yishami masaja. Let us sincerely pray. Gopastami, month of Kartik, Vrajbhumi, Vrindavan, Vamsivat, everything's auspicious. in the assembly of a multitude of sincere, earnest Vaishnavas. The weather's nice. Everything is favorable for us to silently appeal with all humility let us live our empower us to live our lives in a way that are pleasing, really pleasing to the heart of Sri Guru and Sri Radha Gopinath.